Look, rather be honest with you, reflect on a poor run now, really, since Boxing Day, since New Year's Day. Not enough wins. We've talked about being solid on the road and being difficult to beat, but we need to win our home games and we haven't. And the wins column, certainly since the New Year's Day period onwards, January onwards, we haven't won enough games. And that's why results like tonight we seem too often, certainly in the last 12 weeks or so.
Tonight, Carver and Bennett had a presence up front. With respect, it didn't appear that you had a presence up front that they had, that type of player.
The goals for column doesn't lie either all season. We've had too many nils. And what I want to be really clear on is that that's my responsibility. And I'm accountable for that, and quite rightly. I spend a lot of time analysing and trying to find ways to improve, and happy to talk tactically post-match and the way in which we do things. Would you believe, and I'll get laughed at and shouted down for it, we're the second most creative team at our level. And I can back that up with the stats, and not daft statistics either. I mean, chances that we create in open play from set plays, but our conversion rate in front of goal hasn't been any, even tonight. I don't think we created loads of really good chances, but we are for the woodwork twice in different ways, and we've been punished
and
by
it. And you hit it on Saturday as well?
Saturday, we should score from one of the 15 corners we have, from one of the... We've crossed the ball 31 times. For a side like us, we've got attacking players at... I see where we're at and why we haven't scored as many goals now. Early in the season, can you hide behind the availability of forwards now? I've got to be accountable for that, but that... That is why too often it's been Chester nil. We've looked at ways to improve that. We worked very, very hard on the training ground and away from match day to try and improve that. But the situation at the moment isn't good enough. I've never, ever come up here and shouted my mouth off about unbeaten runs. At the moment, there needs to be fingers pointed, and it needs to be at the manager that sets the team up and has put a team out that aren't winning enough games over the last 15, 16, 17 games, and I understand that. But the only point I just want to make is when we haven't scored, we're setting up to score. Tell me about how bad the football team is, about how bad the results are, and I need to take that on the chin, and it rests with me and me alone at the moment. But we aren't setting up for draws, we aren't setting up to not get beat, we aren't overthinking opposition. If you don't believe me, members, media and stuff, come and sit with me and I'll show you the stuff that we do before games and the work that we do. And those who spend a bit of time with us in the week, have a look on the training ground. It's a winning mentality we're trying to build, and we're falling short, and that rests solely, and I use that word deliberately, solely with the manager of the football club.
Not with the players?
I think the manager, someone's got to be accountable. Someone has to come out here and talk to you and reflect on performances and be a figurehead. And I think it's important that I do that, that I look and go, we are creating chances tonight, not clear-cut chances, not glorious chances, but even without playing particularly well, I've had moments that I think we can do better and to score a goal. Saturday, I don't understand why we haven't scored. I felt like that after the game, and I wanted to be careful, I put it across. I watched it back and I felt like that, and then I saw the numbers behind it, and I've gone, we've crossed the ball against Curzon on Saturday as many times as Scunthorpe did against us, and have nothing to show for it. We've been given 15 corners. Now, we weren't just given them by the referee. We got ourselves in areas. It must have looked strange what I did on Saturday on the team sheet, just trying to get more quality in wide areas. And it isn't as simple as just stand players out there. You have to get them the ball. They have to have a skill set. We've done it tonight in different ways and tried to be a little bit probably more conventional and keep two centre forwards. And then good at some bits, but fundamentally the result is the same. And I have to look at that and ask to reflect on me. So as much as I appreciate the question, I've never ever been one in my life, never mind as the manager of this club or my previous club, to hide behind things and look for excuses in other people. I'll let it reflect on me. I've had some really good times over the last however many games it is here, had some real successes, some successes that I think it feels easy to forget about. Right now, this is a very, very difficult moment, and I'm not going to hide from owning this one as well.
To be fair, it isn't you that misses the chances when they arise, it's players that miss chances.
Yeah, but like I say, someone has to come out here. I pick the team, I prepare the team, I do the work on the training ground three mornings a week. We look at opposition, and that's just the one message of... I can always come across as quite defensive. It's in my personality, and enthusiastic and emotional and passionate about my work, certainly passionate about the football club that I'm at the moment, but my work in general. But I just feel like it's very unfair to say that we're setting up to not get beat, and we want to extend this unbeaten run, because that's something I've tried to challenge. I tried to challenge it 12 months ago. We are falling short collectively. Yes, I'm not the one that misses chances. I'm not the one that loses my man in the 8-yard box.
Absolutely.
But someone has to be accountable, be responsible, and that's the manager of the football club. And if people aren't prepared to do that in roles as managers, and they want to look for other people to blame, and they want to talk about match officials, and they want to talk about circumstances and twists of fate, and hammer the players that they've signed, that they work with, they fundamentally believe in, won't ever be me. So I'll come out here the way I have, with a record finish for this level in 10 years. I'll come out here when we've had some of the cup runs that we've had, certainly this year, when we've had good results and stuff, and always wanted to try and own it, and when things aren't good, and they're certainly not good at the moment, and the run that we've gone on without a win, whether those are losses or draws, the amount of games we've not scored in, for us to have scored 20 odd less goals than teams in and around us in those positions, that doesn't lie, that rests with the manager, and I'm certainly standing here in front of you, happy to try and own that.
Callum, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.